Okay, so from the stars to helicopters, it's time for our kitchen science. Now, Dave, what have we got here? We've got a piece of cardboard that's about 3 centimetres by 10 centimetres, a rectangle. You've got 3 pencils, 1 long pencil, 2 short pencils, about 2-3 inches long, and a roll of sellotape. How do we make a helicopter, and will it fly me?
Okay, probably won't fly you, I'm afraid. We'll have to work on that one. But first thing I'm going to do is build the launcher.
Okay.
And I'm going to tape the 3 pencils together.
I'm going to give you a hand here. Okay, so we're holding the pencil. So there's the long pencil in the middle and the 2 short pencils either side of it. But they're arranged so that they're kind of, the points of these pencils are poking up.
So, yep, so the 2 short ones are either side of the long one, yep,
and
sticking
out flat.
The top.
They're flat in a row. Okay. So you've got a point, then the middle pencil not sticking up, and then another point sticking up. We're taping them nice and flat.
Okay, so we now have, okay, that's our launcher. We now need to make the helicopter.
Okay, it's not going to take my weight, is it?
I've already cut the piece of paper. Cut the piece of card. what we want to do is mark, you want the launcher to be in the middle, so point the 2 pencils. So it's right about in the middle and along and the,
okay,
3 of them.
So we're making
line.
2 marks along the sort of the lengthways in the middle of that strip of card.
And I'm going to punch 2 holes with another pencil or
punch
a pen
two
or
holes.
Something.
So you've got 2 points, 2 holes in the middle of the card that match up with the points on your launcher of the pencils on the launcher.
Now if this is just a piece of flat piece of card, that won't work.
Flat piece of card stuck on the points.
Give it a little bit of lift. So I'm going to sort of fold down a flap on sort of starting at one corner, going down to the middle.
Okay, so a triangular flap of the from the little edge kind of going into the middle.
And then on the opposite corner, okay, pushing down in the same way. So now we've got 2 flaps.
So this looks a bit like a sycamore leaf or something like that, you know, one of those flying leaves.
Very similar idea, because now if you take that,
okay, so we've stuck the card on the points of the pencils, the launcher,
and now you want to spin it, so you're moving so the 2 folded down flaps so they're at the back, and you spin it so they're at the back and spin,
okay,
really nice and fast.
Right, so I'm holding the big pencil between my flat hands. I'm going to spin it like this.
Wow, it's gone in my teeth. It really has. It really has gone in my teeth.
So my helicopter's landed. That's worth it.
Here's another one I made earlier.
Woo!
That's fantastic. Nearly hit the ceiling. Do you want your rather tea-soaked propeller? It's really good, actually. That's pretty fantastic. What's going on?
Okay, if you imagine this flat piece of card with 2 little tabs at the back pointing downwards, as it spins round, it sort of pulls the tabs through the air. And the tabs bash into the air, and because the tab is sort of curved back downwards, the air gets pushed downwards by the tab. And as Isaac Newton worked out, every act has an opposite reaction, so if you push something, it pushes you back. So if the helicopter's pushing the air downwards, the air's going to push the helicopter upwards, and it flies.
So this is the principle of big helicopters that can carry me.
That's right. Big helicopters have a problem, though, because if they're sitting on the ground, if they're spinning this rotor blade round and round and round, that means they're twisting it one way, and every action has an opposite reaction, so the
your helicopter's going
the other way.
But that doesn't happen. So how do helicopters do that?
Normal helicopters either have 2 big rotors, like a Chinook, or they have a little rotor at the back which pushes them round and stops them spinning round. But there is someone in America who's come up with a cunning plan, which means that helicopters are really expensive and complicated, and the hub which connects the blades onto the helicopter is incredibly complicated and falls apart occasionally, and it's got to be beautifully maintained, otherwise lots of people die. So there's a guy who's come up with a wonderful strategy whereby you basically just get if you have a helicopter and just pull it through the air using a normal propeller, then it would spin round and you get lift and you can fly very, very slowly, but you can't go up and down vertically. His plan is you get a helicopter blade with 2 big weights on the end, a bit like this, actually.
Okay.
And then you sit on the ground and you spin it up going really, really fast. And because you're sitting on the ground, you don't spin round.
Okay.
Because you can't spin the world. The world doesn't spin very fast. And so you get it spinning really, really fast.
It's generating lift.
And it generates lots and lots of lift. And then you jump up, use it to jump up into the air. And then you put the propeller on full power forwards and you get going fast.
It's
going
to go up and pewing. And off you go. So your own personal little helicopter. That's what I want. So we've got this little cardboard thing here. If people want to make their own miniature cardboard helicopter at home, have we got the instructions on the website?
Yeah, the instructions will be on www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
So you can see exactly what we've tried to describe on air and build your own little helicopters. Tell us how they work. How far could you make one fly?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, guys. Loved it how it landed in the tea. Don't know how you planned that, Dave, but terrific.